Hey, welcome back to hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to not only my show, but all of our amazing hosts right here at our network at podcastarena.com. Well, with all that being said, what do you think is going to be the identity of his program?
Again, a very good question. I think the one thing that he wants to do is, first and foremost, he wants to make sure that his kids are in the classroom each and every day, that he's graduating his football players at a very high rate. I know that it's very important to him for them to conduct themselves within the community, and there's obviously a social responsibility aspect to that's actually tied to his contract that was just recently released. And so those are a couple things, but they'll be tough. I mean, toughness is something that has been preached. Toughness wins type of mentality. And in fact, going back to spring ball and even into, off-season conditioning, one of the things that they tried to really make this team understand is that in everything you do in life, there's a winner and a loser. And every day you are either going to be a winner or you're a loser. Which one are you going to be? And so they kind of were able to influence a lot of the workouts through just little competitive things that took place. And if you talk to the players, they'll tell you that changed the dynamic of this team.
Okay, we're shining the spotlight on the SEC, the Missouri Tigers. So, Mike, across the country, we've got a lot of Tiger fans that listen to our program. Speak to them. I mean, how patient do they need to be and forgiving at this point?
Well, this is a program that had consistency in terms of winning and going to postseason games, going to bowl games under Gary Pinkel. And so I don't think that you're going to see Missouri out of that spotlight for very long. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Missouri's in a bowl game at the end of this season. If you look at what they've done from a recruiting standpoint early on, I think the future's bright. The biggest challenge I think Barry Odom's going to have with his staff is keeping them together, because I think you have right now at least two, maybe three future head coaches in college football. Josh Heupel is going to be a head coach someplace. Damani Cross is going to be a head coach someplace. And Ryan Walters, who played at Colorado, coaches Missouri's safeties, he's going to be a head coach at some point in his career. So that's going to be one of the biggest challenges. The other thing, too, that I've been impressed with Barry is his work ethic. But it doesn't surprise me, because that's the way he played. But, Missouri got back from West Virginia last Saturday evening, the Columbia campus, and where they flew into the Columbia Airport is about 2 hours from St. Louis. There was a high school football game played in East St. Louis, Illinois, just across the river from St. Louis, between the best team in the state of Missouri, CBC High School, the best team in Illinois, East St. Louis Senior High School. And within an hour after landing, Barry Odom was on the sidelines watching that football game. So that's the type of commitment to recruiting that he's made from a head coach's standpoint, and he certainly understands how much of an effort that takes.
And Barry Odom, he hopefully is going to build on what Coach Pinkel, the all-time winningest coach in Tiger history, the foundation, that tremendous foundation that he laid. Give us an update, Mike, on Coach Gary Pinkel. How is he doing? And also kind of share, just give us your insight. I mean, you worked together for many, many years. What was it like spend that time with him?
There were moments.
Okay, come on, expound on that, my dear.
No, he was great. He always treated me very well. Gary, when he came in, really felt like Missouri was coming off of the tenure of the late Larry Smith. And, the one thing I'll tell you, this is my 23rd year involved with the program, doing play-by-play for football. I've done the coaches' show now for the last 27 seasons. Larry Smith doesn't get enough credit from Missouri fans for giving them hope. And the reason why I say that is that 97 team that I referred to earlier that Barry Odom was a sophomore on, they snapped a streak of 13 consecutive losing seasons and went to a bowl game under Larry Smith. They then went to the Inside.com Bowl in 1998 the next season. So he gave Missouri fans hope by getting them back to that postseason type atmosphere. Gary Pinkel came in and for 15 years gave Missouri consistency, not only a couple of Big 12 North Division titles, but in their first 2 years and their first 3 years in the SEC, they won two back-to-back SEC East titles and got into the title game at Atlanta under Coach Pinkel. working with him, I mean, when he came in, he treated me and he treated, I think, others much like he treated his football players, is that this is the way we're going to do things. This is what time we're going to do things. Let's make sure that we're not late and that we pay attention to details. I saw him, maybe calm down a little bit. He went through some personal turmoil in his life, went through a divorce, went through a very public DWI at one point in time, but then found happiness through a new relationship that eventually led to another marriage, and then also watching his grandkids kind of come onto the horizon. I got a chance to watch his kids grow as they were, obviously in their late teens and early 20s when he took the job, and now to see them as young men and women with families, that was something that for me was, kind of neat to see. But Gary was a guy that, and from a health standpoint, he's doing great. Stepped down because he was diagnosed with cancer, but is doing very, very well. Continues to go through his treatments. I saw him just 2 weeks ago at a charity event, and he looks terrific. So, the one thing he doesn't get credit for, if Larry Smith doesn't get enough credit for giving the Missouri fans hope, Gary Pinkle doesn't get enough credit for his unwillingness to accept the word no. And what I mean by that, for years, coaches would take the word no from administrators when it came to maybe doing projects or facilities or trying to do things this way. And Gary Pinkle was very, very determined that this is what had to be done to try to get Missouri football to become relevant again. And so he never accepted the word no, and kicked down many hurdles, Alyssa, along the way in trying to build stability within that program. I think the one thing that he would tell you that he didn't accomplish, that he wish he would have, is to win a conference championship in the sport of football. Missouri hasn't won a conference championship since 1969 when they were able to win the Big Eight Conference. And, in basketball, Missouri hasn't won a conference title since 1994.
Oh, my goodness.
So, let's be frank, in basketball they haven't been relevant for probably about five to eight years. And so very important that Barry Odom comes in and continues to build things and try to get this program back into postseason play, because you know how fans are. I describe it as the perpetual smile. If your team's winning and if your team's playing right in bowl games, fans are walking around with a smile throughout the course of the year.
The voice of the Missouri Tigers, such an honor to have with us on SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, Mike Kelly, for the very first time. Good luck on Saturday against Eastern Michigan, and we look forward to another conversation. Thank you so much, Mike.
Pleasure was mine.
And as a reminder, all of your favorite SB Nation Radio shows live and on demand right from your smart device. We make it easy. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And perhaps you don't have an Android or iOS device. You can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here. The fastest 2 hours in radio, the Big E Sports Show at SB Nation Radio.